Journalism has been called the first rough draft of history. In newsrooms across the country, that first draft has historically been written by white men. Student reporter Tiffany Jackson speaks to journalists who want to make sure they are there to write the next draft.
As a child of the 1960s, Gary Moore didn't see people who looked like him in local news when he was growing up in Chicago. When a copy of the Chicago Defender newspaper landed on his front porch, he knew how he wanted to make his mark.
Growing up in that environment, looking at stories that the mainstream media didn't cover, knowing that when something happened, there was another perspective that wasn't represented, that laid the foundation for me being a reporter.
Moore wanted to learn about media history. After learning about the atrocities that black journalists covered, he became passionate about continuing their legacies.
Were it not for people like Ida B. Wells, who chronicled lynching, history would have forgotten about those important aspects of our experience. So that let me know that my voice, my contribution to journalism would be worth it.
Beginning his career at Bradley University, Moore received an internship at WXCL Radio, a country music station in Peoria. Moore soon learned, even in an audio-only medium, his race would still be an issue.
This one guy called me, invited me to some event, and he listened to me, and he said, you know, that this event is kind of right around the corner or down the street from the Taft Homes, and you want to be careful because you know how those people are. And so I, well, no, how are those people? So he didn't know that I was black.
Moore's voice and work ethic opened new doors for him. After graduating from Bradley in 1980, he became WXCL's news director, and he helped lead the way for other journalists of color to get their foot through the door. By the time Moore left the country music station in 1985, the radio industry had changed. Radio stations no longer had to run as much news and public affairs programming. Stations cut their news departments. Moore then joined WEEK-TV and began what will become a 33-year career in television. When the interest of Shonda Brooks Green of Chicago in news began to spark, she wanted to be a music journalist, but she didn't see any black representation in magazines like the Rolling Stone. Brooks Green became discouraged.
Me wanting to defy the odds and be, you know, one of the very few black people there, it seemed like an attainable goal at the time. However, learning the industry and learning more about how that worked, it just seemed less and less attainable.
Green enrolled at Illinois State University. She was determined to find her place in journalism. Green saw the same lack of representation there, so she decided to create what she wanted to see.
It was because of the experience that I had with other publications on campus, not wanting to include students of color in the experiences and kind of find a way to give students that spotlight. So creating my own lane definitely helped build my confidence.
Financial hardships took over and Green stopped publishing. But after Green graduated, she landed her first newsroom opportunity at Chicago Scene magazine. But as she walked through the door, the harsh reality stuck Green. She was the only black person there. Green says that experience turned her off from reporting hard news, but it inspired her to pursue music journalism again. So she enrolled at Columbia College in Chicago to get her master's degree. Today, Green is a full-time social media manager and a radio host for a nonprofit music talk show. She also manages upcoming artists and works in her passion for the music scene. Executive editor of the Peoria Journal-Star, Ramando Dixon, says diversity is his priority. As a black journalist himself, the lack of representation in his newsroom hit home.
It's just obvious as soon as you walk in. You if you look at people on staff and you look at the people in your community, our newsroom just didn't quite reflect that. And so I know the issue of race or diversity, those are to some people buzzwords, but to me, they're reality.
Diversifying the newsroom isn't a quick fix to Dixon. He plans to implement changes over the next 5 years. He wants better gender equality too.
You can walk in the newsroom and see that I'm the only black person on staff and see that we are nowhere near 50-50 when it comes to male and females. So gender is important and diversity and ideas. So you want to have a balanced newsroom so that you can have balanced coverage.
As black journalists find their voice, some barriers to expression have lifted. A former radio host in Bloomington, Ursula Crook, says wearing natural hairstyles like braids, locks, and afros on camera is becoming less taboo.
You have a couple of reporters who rock their braids, and that's not even an issue anymore. Or you would like to think it's not an issue. So it may be for some, but it sure isn't for me and the rest of us that just want to hear the news.
Pamela Hart is a former Bloomington resident and a former television anchor. Hart says as the next generation of news professionals emerge, she sympathizes with those that feel exhausted from demand.
When you are an African American and one of the only ones or the only one, you stick out like a sore thumb. So people feel basically you're representing the entire culture when you're just trying to do a great job to grow in your environment and career.
Hart says the job environment might be uncomfortable, but it takes on a special meaning to be a Black journalist today. She says positive change doesn't happen unless all voices are at the table. I'm Tiffany Jackson.
A 2018 study by the Pew Research Center shows white men make up about half of all newsroom staffs, but they make up only one-third of the overall workforce.